Good morning, it's Monday, the 16th day of January. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Monday is expected to be cloudy with occasional rain and a high of 50. Overnight there will be more showers as temperatures drop to 44. It will be fairly similar Tuesday. Now on with today's top stories. Recent permit filings with the City of Tacoma show more changes are coming to the Tacoma Mall, including one familiar salon's exit. First, The Loss, Jean Juarez Salon and Spa is relocating to a new shop at 915 Pacific Avenue. While the salon's move is a loss for the mall, other stores are set to invest in their sites. This month, Apple filed both a pre-application and building permit application for remodeling its Tacoma Mall store, with both filings requesting expedited review. Another mall retailer, Bath & Body Works, has filed plans for a remodel, including new shelving units, doors, partitions, ceilings, lighting, fixtures and other items. The mall has stayed busy reinventing itself for years, with initial plans submitted to the city ahead of the loss of Sears in 2018. The Sears store portion of the mall was demolished in 2019, making way for new retail centers outside of the main mall, bringing Nordstrom Rack and Total Wine and more, among others. Late last year saw the opening of Tacoma's first Kohl's at one of the mall's new exterior retail centers, Lovisa opening a new jewelry store next to Jean Juarez Salon and Spa, and the news of Glow Tea and Jollibee both set to join the mall's roster of tenants. Separate shootings on Thursday in Tacoma left a 14-year-old boy dead and a 13-year-old girl wounded, prompting statements from the mayor and police chief calling the violence a tragedy felt throughout the city. The Tacoma Police Department has released few details about the shootings, and neither victim has been publicly identified. Police are working to find the shooters. The first shooting was reported just before 3 p.m. near Portland Avenue East and 40th Street in the Salishan neighborhood, located in Tacoma's east side. It's not clear what led to the shooting, but police scanner traffic indicated that one 911 caller reported a vehicle pulled up, someone shot the boy and fled. The second shooting was reported at about 7:39 p.m. near the 2100 block of South J Street in the Hilltop neighborhood. A 13-year-old girl was shot and suffered injuries that weren't life-threatening. The circumstances of the shooting aren't known, but it occurred before a two-car collision. No injuries were reported from the car incident. The boy's murder is the first homicide to occur in Tacoma or Pierce County this year. Tacoma drivers should expect some delays near the Murray Morgan Bridge for a couple of days this month. Crews will perform maintenance work on the bridge on East 11th Street from Pacific Avenue and East F Street. Crews will work from January 17, 20 and January 30, 31 between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., according to a news release. The bridge will close for up to 30 minutes at a time and will reopen to alleviate traffic backups and then close again. The 30-minute closures will happen throughout the day. Tacoma police on Wednesday arrested a suspect in the December murder of a 30-year-old man found dead with a gunshot wound in the city's Hilltop neighborhood, the police department announced. A 22-year-old man was arrested for the killing of Mason Hall, who was found the morning of December 12 lying near a power substation in the 1100 block of Cushman Avenue. According to Pierce County jail records, the suspect was booked into jail at about 4:51 p.m. for investigation of second-degree murder and two counts of first-degree assault. Police spokesperson Wendy Hatto said the assault offenses stemmed from two shootings in December not related to Hall's murder. A man accused of fatally shooting a Puyallup man driving a vehicle in his neighborhood Monday near Port Orchard confronted the driver because he suspected the man and others in the car stole his mail, according to charging documents. In statements to law enforcement, the gunman said he acted in self-defense when he shot at the vehicle. Chad Michael Landon Wilson, 39, was charged Wednesday in Kitsap County Superior Court with first-degree murder for the killing of 31-year-old Richard Utah Ifo-Tai. Surveillance video obtained by Kitsap County Sheriff's Office deputies from multiple residences along that road showed the SUV Tai was driving stopping at mailboxes while a car registered to Wilson followed behind, according to the probable cause document. At a cul-de-sac, Wilson allegedly blocked in the SUV and got out of his vehicle. While the SUV driver tried to drive away, Wilson yelled about his mail and then a gunshot could be heard, records state. A bullet went through the driver's side windshield and struck Tai in the head. At least one piece of mail from Chase Road was visible in the SUV when deputies investigated later. The City of Tacoma's Community and Economic Development Department has launched a new round of small business grants, focused on restoration and property improvements. Applications will be accepted up to 11:59 p.m. February 2, with approved recipients to be notified by February 21. Qualifying businesses include those based in Tacoma with no more than 30 full-time equivalent workers, including owner, and no more than 2 locations. The grants address property damage after January 1, 2022, including broken windows, broken doors, broken locks or etching on windows. The grants draw from a total of $500,000 funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, received by the city in November in a competitive process through the State Department of Commerce. For property damage, applicants can seek up to $3,000 for one occurrence of storefront damage. For improvements, applicants can seek up to $20,000 to complete or comply with permitting to open or keep open a physical location. More information can be found at makeittacoma.com. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints recently agreed to a $1.1 million settlement in a lawsuit brought by a man who was sexually abused as a preschooler by a teenage volunteer in his Tacoma ward. When the parents of the plaintiff, who was 5 at the time of the incident in 1980s and now lives in Utah, told their bishop for the Mountain View ward, the church leader said the same volunteer had been accused months before, according to the plaintiff's attorney. The bishop discouraged the parents from going to the police. "That's common to many of the sexual abuse claims against the LDS Church, where congregants are indoctrinated to bring problems, ranging from domestic to substance abuse, to their bishops and instructed to handle those issues internally. The abuse occurred as the 5-year-old and his family were setting up for a church dance. A 14-year-old volunteer followed him to the bathroom and raped him. The volunteer was charged with rape of a minor in Pierce County Juvenile Court, but the outcome is unknown due to the confidentiality surrounding juvenile cases. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.